Welcome to Red Zone Sports Week 18, the final main slate of the season. We got a lot of games with a lot on the line. I'm glad to be back after missing last week. How we doing, boys?
We're doing, great.
Good. Good brews, good friends.
I got a cat running a track meet in my house right now, but you know, other than that.
What's the Chris Farley line? Good brews, good tunes. I feel great.
Smoking, drinking,
puffing, snorting. I hate my hate my boot, hate my job, hate my dad, but I feel great. I'm going to go pick a fight.
Amazing. I'm ready to go, though.
Let's get after it, man.
So it's going to be interesting. This is going to be like a preseason mixed with a regular week, mixed with, I don't know.
There's mixed with spots. Like six teams that have to win to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, and there's other teams like, you know, the Vikings. Like the Vikings, you know, have a 9% chance to win or to get into the playoffs. So, jeez. Like... Well, it's 4% if they lose, and it's 9% if they win. But, like, look, still counts, right? Like, they're still doing it. Then you've got other teams like Arizona who are playing for nothing but to piss in everybody's Cheerios. Mm-hmm. They're playing Seattle, who needs to win, right? And we saw last week, Arizona, you know, thank you, Arizona. They're not just going to lay down, right? And then you got some things starting to come out about like the Niners. It just got announced tonight. Trent Williams is going to play. How much is he going to play? I don't know. But the Rams are playing nobody, right? So could like a Sam Darnold-led 49ers come out and just like put up 35 points? Yeah.
Or does Kyle Shanahan come out and just run the ball 58 times and say, get the hell out of here and – we'll see you in 2 weeks.
I don't know. You know, we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a very different week. I think that I think it's really interesting because there's a lot of spots that like you can get weird with. Again, like you got another team like the Giants, right? Who have proven and you know put out there that they're not going to like stop playing, right? Like Tyrod Taylor is still like he's like herpes, right? He just like keeps coming back, you know. If you don't really get rid of him, he's just gonna keep coming back, right? Like,
herpes because he won me some money last week.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I played him too. Like, I'm sick and demented like that, and I played him too. You know, I also played a Derek Carr stack last week that didn't go so great, but you know.
It's gonna be a fun week to take some shots for the final main slate of the year. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, you're gonna be able to get really creative in spots, right? Because of the backups getting full play time, you're gonna be able to go cheap in a lot of areas and go up in a lot of areas. So there's just a lot of opportunity to get creative.
With that, real quick, before we get to quarterbacks, Jim, do you have the ownership pulled up? Do you have like a rundown here? Because I'm very curious to see where the field is leaning right now.
For quarterbacks,
just all like overall positions, like anybody stand out.
Yeah, let's start every position with some ownership. So, I mean, if you want to go ownership for quarterbacks, and then we can roll.
Yeah. So, once we start each position, I'll kind of roll through. Quarterback's still pretty spread out. We got 13 games. If I sort by ownership, we've got Dak at the top at 13%.
Okay.
So single entry, three max, probably closer to like 15 to 20, maybe. It goes Dak, Fields at 9%, Geno at 8, Hurts at 8, Easton Stick at 7, Jake Browning at 7, Kyler Murray at 7, which is way too low. Jordan Love at 6, Tyrod Taylor 5, you know, and then just kind of goes from there.
All right. So no one's really over leveraging the field here. All right. Cool.
All right. Up top, Joe. You get to lead us off.
Well, honestly, I don't want to pay up a quarterback this week with the amount of backup options and how low we can go. I mean, Hurts. I mean, I'm not a fan. Prescott, again, like what's the point of playing him? I just don't see it. Like Dallas really in this big must win where they're gonna put up 49 points and keep their starters in if they're blowing them out, you know, like and I just There's just something weird about it. So I really want to go low. I don't really like this top tier. If I was going to go with anybody, it would be Justin Fields. But personally, I really like the other side of that game.
Well, I can touch on it. Yeah. I mean, he's one of my favorites this week for sure. He's been fairly arrogant this week, some of his comments. And you've seen DJ Moore come out talking him up and saying how much they want him back. If he comes out and absolutely lights the Packers up and keeps them out of the playoffs, like, not saying they're not going to draft Caleb Williams, but at least, like, it's going to give the Bears something to think about, right, heading into this offseason. So,
well, the Bears aren't going to draft another quarterback if Eberflus is the coach. If they don't change coaches, they're not changing quarterback. So,
well, we'll see. I mean, but again, if he comes out and he stinks it up, right? I'm just saying he has a lot to play for, you know, I think in this game. Not to say that the mind's not made up, but, like, this also is potentially an audition for someone else out there, right? Like, he comes out and lights it up. I think it's just a good spot. I think the Packers defense has not been very good recently. I don't even count last New Year's Eve night where Jaren Hall is not an NFL quarterback. So I like Justin Fields this week.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say that I don't think Dak needs to play the whole game in order to get there this week. I think,
but that's 4x though. We're looking for 32 points. I mean, he's done it 4 times this year, but he hasn't done it in like 6 weeks.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, it's
the
like
the commanders blew their last wad last week, trying to play the Niners as close as they possibly could. And they still couldn't cover a 14 point underdog spread at home. So, you know, I think that, you know, yes, Dallas is going to go out there and make sure. I mean, they're playing for the 2 seed. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's kind of important that they win this. And momentum is really everything to Dallas. I mean, if they get the 2 seed, that's 2 home games, right? So I think that there's so much value elsewhere, Joey.
You can't.
That I get what you're saying. You can easily just put Dak and CD together and move on and then play whatever else you want to. I'm going to do that a little bit. I'm not going to full fade Dak. I do like the field spot better. Just the overall game environment, I like a lot better. I like the run backs on Green Bay. I like the Chicago side where it's just really simple. It's just Fields and Moore, and then you just move on from there. So, yeah, Vinny, I'm with you. I'm Justin Fields, I think we're all kind of on the same page. Justin Fields is our favorite up there, yeah.
The last thing I'll say on Dak, the Cowboys and McCarthy are not the smartest people in the NFL. Don't be shocked if, like, he's not my favorite, obviously, but, like, they still might think they could get him an outside shot at the MVP here if he goes out.
100%.
Touchdowns. Like, would it shock you if McCarthy, like, plays the starters way more than they should and, like,
no,
probably get an injury or something. Yeah. McCarthy's fired.
Nope. You know what wouldn't shock me, though? So. You know what wouldn't shock me is before the season, Dak said, I will not throw 10 interceptions this year. He is at 8. And I'm pretty sure he's thrown 2 picks to get to 10. It's got to happen.
I love it. All right, what about below Fields? This is where things start to kind of get interesting, I would say.
I'll never play Trevor Lawrence again. I think the Titans go full spoiler mode here and just kick the shit out of the Jags. But I just feel like that offense is about to be stifled. It's going to be a very boring game with not many points.
I mean, okay. I could care less. I have more interest in playing Kyler Murray than anybody else. Mm-hmm. He's healthy. And I actually kind of think that the way to play him is to play him with James Conner. Because
you were on that a couple of weeks ago, man. Conner's been awesome.
Oh, I've been on Conner. Yeah, he's
well good. I mean, if you just go back and look at the timeline of when they activated Kyler Murray to come back, they didn't do it until James Conner was 100% healthy. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a level of comfortability with those two that is really nice. I like to, on a weird week, it's a really, are you serious, Kat? It's a really nice, like, weird stack to get Kyler, Connor, and the McBride.
Oh, so that's like one of my favorite stacks to do, the quarterback, running back, tight end. to get
weird. You're not going to overstock it with our boy Dortch?
No, I mean, I just don't think that that's necessary. I mean, Dortch is fine, but there's so many other cheap plays this week that, like, I don't know. Like, I would much rather play, like, an Alex Erickson for 3,700 rather than Dortch for basically the same price.
All right.
Yeah, and Kyler's been getting 4X for his price every game, right? 20 points is 4X at this price point, and he's been getting it every game. So yeah,
he's been awesome.
I like Kyler. I like Jordan Love this week. Crazy, one of those like contract things. He gets paid $500,000 bonus if they make the playoffs. So essentially, if he wins this weekend, he gets $500,000. Not that that's everything these guys play for, but those incentives are kind of nice to know. And Chicago's defense has been playing well, but it's not like they're this, you know, dominating defense either.
I mean, he's another guy, he's not playing for his job necessarily, but again, like, these games go a long way for going into the offseason potentially, or the, like, Jordan Love gets into the playoffs, dude, he's their guy for the next 3 to 5 years. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, they're going to lock in on him. So I think he's got a lot to gain this week as well. I like Jordan Love.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, moving below Kyler. Do you guys have any interest in Baker Baker?
Guys. I do.
Yes. You
have interest. Yeah.
I'm going back to Baker. It's a must-win game for them. He got there last week in some garbage time. Yeah, I think he got 22 or 23. But I'll go back to Baker this week. I really like Mike Evans. They have to win. They're playing the shit bomb Carolina Panthers. You know, it's not a week of a lot of robust totals out there. I'll go back to Baker, no problem. It seems like nobody is going to. Like, I would much rather play Baker than Geno.
Oh, I'm not playing any Geno. Like, if I'm going I'm playing the Kyler side of it. Geno's just been bad, man.
He sucks.
I don't understand the chalk like there, but whatever. I'm more than happy to fade that chalk, no problem at all. Below that, man, I'm probably going to have him as my highest owned quarterback of the week, and that's Ty God.
Yeah, baby.
He's like not a bad player.
Every time he gets a start, something just wild happens to him that knocks him out for like a season or something, and then he has to start over somewhere else, like the trainer like sticking a needle in his heart or something. And it's just like, it's just really weird shit that happens to him. But when he's healthy and he plays, like, he plays well.
He's a legit NFL backup, borderline could start for probably 10 of these teams that are playing this weekend. Got cheap pairing options as well. And he gets the Eagles are in complete shambles, especially their pass defense. So,
I really only have one player I want to play with him, and that's Darius Slayton.
Wandale got there last week. Like, I'm just saying, like, either both of those guys got there.
Yeah, so. I'm just more interested in Slayton just because of his big playability and upside. Totally. It's like Tyrod will just bomb it to him a couple of times a game. And like, I want all of that. Like, give me all of that. Like,
dude, and Darius Slay is not playing for the Eagles on Sunday. So their only like hope of a decent corner that they have is not in. So I'm firing up Ty God all day.
Love it. Oh, yeah. This is the interesting part. Is there anyone down here other than Tyrod that you guys are interested in? You got Darnold. I mean, Sam Howell.
Yeah.
Stick is starting.
I'm playing Sam Darnold. And here's what I'm going to take a gamble on of why I'm playing Sam Darnold. I think that last year, it's obviously the reason that they went out and spent some money on a backup quarterback for what happened in the playoffs to the Niners. Okay. I think that Kyle Shanahan wants to get Sam Howell as many reps Sam Darnold as many reps as possible. So that way, in the event that Brock Purdy does get hurt, we don't look at another, like, the team's not just dead in the water like they were last year. Now, I think he's going to try and balance that with trying to run the ball quite a bit. But at 5,200, I mean, 20.
He's not going to be afraid to throw it.
Exactly. 20 is 4X. And Sam Darnold just fucking throws the ball down the field. So, like, I don't really even know who to pair him with. You could pair him with Ronnie Bell. If Danny Gray is active, I'm absolutely going to play a lineup with him and Danny Gray at the absolute dead men. Ray McLeod has been reactivated. And he's going to play. So, you can kind of pick any one of those guys if you want to. You could just play him naked, but I think it's certainly viable. And of all of these guys down here, him and one other guy, I think, have present the most upside to get you that 20 plus where you kind of need to be in this range. The other guy is Jarrett Stidham. Everyone's gravitating towards Stick down here because KC's sitting everybody. Like, Denver and the Raiders both have nothing to play for anymore. It's a rivalry game. They're not just going to go out and patsy this. Like, Antonio Pierce thinks he can win the Raiders job. I think that's fucking crazy, but, you know, whatever. And Stidham is trying to show that, like, hey, I deserve to compete for a starting spot next year, right? I like Stidham a lot at 4,900. He's going to be like 1% owned.
Yeah, I can see that Raiders game getting pretty weird and wild.
Yeah, 100%. Right? It's in Denver, if I'm not mistaken. No, it's in Las Vegas, so even better. It's a better weather situation. So, I like that quite a bit. I mean, you could play him with Judy. We all know that, you know, the Raiders pass defense just not that great. We kind of saw it happen, you know, last week. Minshew was kind of tossing it around a little bit. You know, those are the two guys down here.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I interest you in some Blaine Gabbert getting his first start since 2018 for the Chiefs?
I don't know if I can do the Blaine train.
How about this narrative? What if the Chiefs offense just explodes with Blaine Gabbert? With all the backup receivers. The
problem?
Exactly. else is thinking of, I'll tell you that.
It could certainly happen. I mean, you're right. He's at 1% or less ownership. So you're right there. I'll give you that. I don't know. What do you guys, what's your take on Heinicke?
I'm not playing him. I think that Atlanta offense is just so broken, dude. I saw that today Desmond Ridder leads Bijan and like everyone on the team in rushing touchdowns this year. He hasn't started in like 3 weeks. Like, the team's just broken with Arthur Smith, dude. The Saints are like good sometimes, but like we're gonna talk about one of my favorite plays in this game later. Like, this is just gonna be like, I have no idea how this game's gonna go. It could be 9-7. It could be 31-28. I have no freaking idea. And I don't know, man. I just don't think the offense for Atlanta is the most potent place.
Yeah. I think that I would rather just play Drake London and then move on from there.
How much is Heinicke?
Heinicke's 4,900.
So, like, that's my biggest argument is I'll just find $400 on the slate, just play Tyrod.
Well, I mean, you could play Stidham for the same price. You could pay $300 more and play Darnold. You could pay $400 more and play Tyrod.
Yeah, right? I'm not going to mess with Heinicke this week. Mainly because of Arthur Smith's face.
Well, yeah. Joey, Derek Carr. I played a stack with him last week, and it actually didn't do too bad.
No, thanks. I just sometimes you just gotta stick to your guns, you know.
I like it.
You just play a flag. You can't just remove the flag whenever you want. You know, the flag is playing. Right.
I appreciate the fact that you have a code as a man that you live by.
Okay. There's only one code. But that's it.
That's fair.
Running backs. Jim Chalk, what are people doing? Are they paying down here?
All right.
Here?
This is one where it's kind of a mixed bag. So DK priced Zamir White up, which is a good thing. We're going top owned is going to be Pollard at 21%. Zamir
White. Why do people keep playing Pollard?
Dude, I'll fucking pivot to Dowdle, dude. Dowdle probably scores 2 touchdowns this week.
Well, he's got to be active first.
Whoever the backup running back is.
Aaron Jones, 16%. Kamara, 15%. Bijan, 13%. Rashad White, 12%. Jahmyr Gibbs, 12%, who's probably not going to play the whole game. Ronnie Rivers, 11% against the Niners. James Conner.
Isn't that the running back from the program? The backup?
Yeah, no.
That's Darnell Jefferson.
Yeah, that's
Darnell Jefferson. No, the other guy, the light-skinned dude.
That's Ray Griffin.
Wow, what a pull.
Better start strengthening your wrist. Anyway, I've watched that movie way too many times. James Conner, 11%. Pierre Strong, 10%. Zeke 10%, Chuba 10%, you know, and then the one guy that right now is only at 8%, which I think is throughout the weekend is just going to get steamed. And if he doesn't, I might play 100% of him is Jordan Mason. Right now he's coming in at only 8%, but we'll get there when we get there. So,
did you say what ETN's going to be?
Travis ETN, 7%. And I have no idea why.
Okay. Well,
so he is. We're going to ask the question: who's our favorite from up here? It's Travis Etienne, and it's Breece Hall. Those are my two favorites from the
up. Breece
and nobody is playing. Why would I stop playing Breece? He has been the number one running back through the fantasy playoffs in the last 3 weeks. Like, why are we going to stop playing him now against a shitty England team?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I'm
with you. I like both Rashad White and ETN here. Again, like even in his off games, White has still been really consistent, gets the volume. If they go up here, they're going to try to just grind this thing out. Against Carolina, like this thing could be over very quick.
It could. So, I think Carolina's best feature for their team is their run defense.
Yeah.
And I think that their best option in this game is to make Baker throw the ball a little bit to try and create some turnovers if they want to still try and win. I don't really know that they do.
Yeah.
I don't really know if it matters at this point.
It's White, ETN, Breece.
Yeah, I don't dislike Rashad White. I just think that ETN and Hall present a higher ceiling. I will be playing some of Rashad White, though. Like, it's not – I'll just have more ETN and more Breece than White. And then I don't know what the fuck to do with Kamara. What are you guys doing with Kamara?
So, no, I mentioned it just a second ago, but I don't think he plays. And if he doesn't, I'm going to have a ton of Taysom Hill in this game.
Oh, my God.
They have no other options, Jim, and you know this team. The minute there's like a chink in their armor of what they think is a good offense, Taysom's going to be so involved in this game because they have a shot at the playoffs.
Yeah, they got to win.
Well, dude, Kamara just doesn't get the volume. Not for 7,500.
But I'm saying
it's not worth playing. You're looking for like 3 breakout plays, like to hit, and it's like it's like betting on a player in baseball to hit some dingers, right?
I'm just saying, like,
there's just not enough volume.
I'm saying, especially like if Kamara misses, though, that's the pivot I'm making. I bet a lot of people go down to Jamal Williams. I'm moving to Taysom. So
that's the right move.
Yeah,
I think
I'm not going to play Kamara.
Okay, all right, moving on down. Saquon's a fucking fraud.
He burned me overpaid last week quite a bit.
Yeah, dude, I did a lot of Tyrod Saquon, you know, stacks, and it was just like Saquon is just not that good.
Well, I think Tyrod is an overrated player. I think Tyrod could just run a real offense on like Daniel Jones that needs Saquon. So
yeah,
I just think he's in a weird price point this week. So
if he plays, I like his counterpart on the other side of that game, DeAndre Swift, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the Eagles just don't like give him the rock. What did he have? Did he get like good workload last week or no?
Yeah, he always gets the carries. You know, 13 carries, 60 yards, no touchdowns.
That's the,
so like, the touch, it's the touchdown. He never gets that's the killer. Touchdowns.
Well, I mean, in last week he was game scripted out, really. The week before he had 20 carries for 92 yards and a touchdown, got 15 and a half, 18 carries for 74 yards the week before. So, like, look, they are giving him the ball. Like,
yeah.
And I'll just take a gamble on that. Like, that's fine. Like, I understand it's not like a high percentage play or anything like that. I will take that gamble because he's going to be like 2% owned. And he is a guy at 2% owned that we've seen it. He can go off. Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, he's got a score from, you know, a few yards out. Well, let's go back to week two, 28 carries for 175 yards and a touchdown against a really bad run defense in Minnesota. Now we're going up against another bad run defense where he just had 16 points a couple of weeks ago, right? They're gonna go back and do the same thing. He almost had 100 yards versus the Giants 2 weeks ago. I'm going to go to Swift because nobody else is. He's getting sandwiched in between Saquon, which is getting like 10 to 12% ownership, and then Jahmyr Gibbs, who's not even going to play the whole game, who's getting 12 to 14% ownership.
Yeah, so I don't get that.
DeAndre Swift is a guy that I'm going to take a pretty big chance on this week and have, you know, he's only going to be 3% owned, so, but I'll probably have him in 10 to 12% of my lineups.
Okay. I mean, my two favorite plays, I think, in this week, the lower top end guys are Aaron Jones and James Conner. So I'm going to have pretty much one of those guys in every one of my lineups.
No more Kenneth Walker?
I'm feeling Kenneth Walker this week.
I am going to have some Kenneth Walker. Why not? He's already cleared for this week, dude. He's getting healthier.
Yeah, I'm feeling
Kenneth Walker. Seattle has an outside shot. They have to win.
Yeah, he was great last week.
I think he got 16 or 17. He almost
got 16 and he got 16 and a half points on 10 carries.
Jesus Christ.
10 carries.
But that's the thing. It's like, just give him the fucking ball. Like, when you actually watch him play football, you're like, this guy's better than everyone else.
He's so much better than Zach Charbonnet.
They just want to rely on fucking Geno Smith all the time. And it's like, this is why you guys suck.
But no, Aaron Jones in a must-win game. James Conner has been absolutely flames the last like 3 to 4 weeks. So I love both of
those
guys. I
think I like Derrick Henry possibly this week. His last game is a Tennessee Titan.
You're buying into it, huh?
His last
game. Well, you think Tennessee's going to win. So, yeah.
I just think, yeah, I think Jacksonville fucking blows it.
You think Vrabel just gives this guy like 37 carries?
I think Vrabel actually does. I think Vrabel just pounds the rock. He gets these guys fired up just to be the spoiler and just to fuck over an in-division rival from the playoffs. The narrative is there. I believe in it. And Derrick Henry walks out after this year. And
all right, I'm going to have to throw down some Derrick Henry then.
Yeah, it's like I'm not going to have 50% of my lineups, but I'm going to have a Derrick Henry lineup, no doubt.
Yeah. Zamir White, are you on him again this week?
Yeah, I'll play Zamir White this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean they've shown that the Raiders have not adjusted their play calling or their offense, whether it's him or Jacobs, and that likely means that Josh Jacobs is gone this upcoming year.
Yeah.
Well, Josh Jacobs was already ruled out, and he posted something on Twitter like LOL or something, and it was like, I'm pretty sure they told him like take a seat, dude.
Bye. Go take a hike. They don't want to.
We just paid fucking like $12 million this season not to do shit. So
yeah.
Well, it's like the Russell Wilson thing, right? Like, he's probably got some injury guarantees, probably not as much because he's a running back and different. But like, you know, they're moving on from him after this year. I mean, they kind of have to improve other areas of their team.
They're seeing what they got in Zamir White. So they want to give, you know, the young guy some carries and see if he can be the guy next year, or they're going to go get someone else, you know, and they know they're not going to have Jacobs. So why would they run him out there this week?
100%. Yeah. So, I mean, and Zamir White's done well too. Very consistent, 17 and a half, 17 and a half, 15 and a half, you know, 17, 20, 22 carries. So,
yeah.
You know, Denver's defense, not very good. You know, so, and the Raiders, they've shown that, like, hey, like, we don't really want to throw the ball very much. We don't trust this guy with the Favre stash very much. We're just going to pound Zamir White because the Raiders do have a decent offensive line. So, you know, that's kind of the silver lining in this whole thing. We've got Elijah Mitchell for the Niners. What do you guys – I have more interest in playing Mason than Mitchell.
I'm dropping way down and playing Mason as well. Mitchell's been banged up. He's been missing practices. The last thing they need, this guy who gets hurt every, you know, 12 carries, is to get hurt in this meaningless game. Like, just put him on ice, you know, let Jordan Mason carry the ball 25 times, get to the playoffs. That's what I would do. So, but who knows? It's Kyle Shanahan. Eli Mitchell will probably go for 194 and then tear his MCL.
Staying in that range, though, I mean, like, Zeke is all of a sudden the pass catcher. Zeke, in the last 4 weeks, 7 catches, 5 catches, 9 catches, and then last week he had 1. But the guy's getting the rock. They're giving him the ball. Stevenson's out. The Jets have absolutely given up. Their run defense isn't great in the first place. I can see Zeke getting a multi-touchdown game this week.
I could also see the Patriots winning this game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the point.
I'm fine with playing Zeke down here. I'm cool with that. I mean, he's going to be like 10% owned, which is not a massive amount. So yeah, I'm good with that. The weirdest guy in this whole range, and he's been like this all year, is Javonte Williams. I can't figure out. It's attractive though, because I mean, he's getting, you know, he's averaging 13 to 14 carries a game.
And 3 catches a game. Like every game, he has 3 catches.
Yeah. So, like, he's not killing you. He's right there on the precipice of, like, if he gets a touchdown, like, at 5,300, like,
Is he going to be owned?
That's 4X.
But this is where Sean Payton, this goes all the way back to his Saints days, where he's like Andy Reid in a lot of ways. He gets really cute inside the 5-yard line, and Javonte Williams just doesn't get touchdown opportunities.
Yeah,
right? He's Wendell Brown in Varsity Blues. He just pounds him all the way down the field, and then he won't give him the touchdowns.
I'm just not going to outthink myself this week. I've played a bunch of Javonte this year. It hasn't really panned out. Like, if he gets me a week 18, then whatever.
Well, that's my whole thing. This is my last chance to play him. I've played him, so I dumped so much money into him this year. Like, if I don't play him and he goes off, then you're gonna find me hanging from a light pole somewhere.
Don't chase when the cards are cold, man. Don't keep chasing. Just go.
Don't chase the dragon.
I'm playing Javonte.
All right.
I'm playing Javonte. I'm not playing a ton of them, but I'll have him in a lineup or two.
All right. Good luck. That's all I got. We talked about Mason already.
Yeah. All right, wide receivers. Let's start with the chalk report. Nobody is coming in. Oh, sorry. I didn't have it sorted right. Anyway, CeeDee Lamb, 41%. Which means he's going to be like probably 50 to 55% owned in single entry and 3 max.
So everyone's going to play CD and probably pay down at running back.
Olave, Jefferson, 19%. Adams Jefferson. At 18%. I actually like the Jefferson play quite a bit.
But not at 20%.
Yeah, I'll play him at 20%. I don't care. He needs 123 yards to get to 1,000 yards. He's talked about it before. He wants to have 1,000 yards every single year that he plays. Let's say that the Lions get up big, okay? I could see them pulling some of their starters in the second half. Then you've got Justin Jefferson running against, like, 3rd and 4th string dudes, okay? So, like, I am going to play him in a couple of lineups just because it's so easy to. I would much rather play him than Davante Adams because they'll just force the ball to Jefferson.
So will you play Jefferson? Do you like him more than AJ Brown?
Because
Devonta Smith is out.
I think AJ Brown is the workaround all of this. If that ownership is that high for someone like Lamb and Jefferson, AJ Brown is very, very due for a touchdown. AJ, I mean, he's got 1,500 yards this year, 105 catches, hasn't scored a touchdown in five.
This could be like a 35-point AJ.
So we're going over the chalk right now. Let's finish that.
Sorry.
Davante Adams, 8%. Hopkins, 16%. DeMario Douglas, 15%. Jamar Chase, 15%. And then it tails off. Reed, 11%. St. Brown, 10%. Khalif Raymond, 9.5%. Lockett 9, Godwin 9.
So the decision of the week is CeeDee Lamb.
Where's AJ Brown's ownership?
So AJ Brown, the second highest price wide receiver at 8,700. He's coming in at 7% on. So you gotta play AJ Brown. I don't know why you wouldn't play AJ Brown. It's the easy. You can play Tyrod and Slayton, and then come back with AJ Brown, and then just go on your way.
Yep.
I mean, it's the easiest, and I don't get why, when I first looked at this tonight, I was like, I mean, it's one of those things that's like, this is too easy. Like, I can just play like Tyrod and whoever, whatever the receiver I want, and AJ Brown, and then still play whoever I want from there.
Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, wouldn't CeeDee Lamb, hypothetically, once again, thinking McCarthy would use some of his brain, be the first guy who comes out on Sunday if they're like three touchdowns?
Well, it's the logical choice, right? Because a receiver, you can start to easily limit the amount of time that they're on the field. Like, it's a running play. Like, we'll just take him off. Like, you can't do that with Dak, right?
Right.
I mean, the Saints do it, but yeah,
fade CD and he does nuke, you're in deep trouble. But if he has a moderate to or below game, you're in business this weekend.
But again, you can do weird stuff this week. Like, you can play, there's enough value out there where you can play AJ Brown and CD Lamb together.
I was just thinking about that. Or Lamb and Jefferson, or you know, whatever.
Whoever you want to. There's so much value out there. It's not even funny. So like, yeah, like you could, and then like for running back, you just play Zeke and like Connor, right? Mm-hmm. For cheaper running backs, and then away you go. Or my guy Javonte.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No.
Okay. Well, that's a very interesting roster construction question.
So going down, we've got Puka, who's going to be active. He only needs 4 catches and 23 yards to break 2 rookie receiver records, and then they are most likely going to yank him once they get him that record. So I'm just throwing it out there for everyone in the ethos. Debo Samuel is going to be active. I'm
not touching any big Niner name players.
I don't know why Mike Evans is only going to be 8% owned. I'm going to be all over Mike Evans. It's just an easy play for me. This is one of those weird games, I think, where DK Metcalf just might go fucking wild.
Yeah.
He does this shit where he just like has these big games and then is quiet and is like weird energy around him. And then just like doesn't really do anything. And then has like another one of these, like, nobody, like the only reason I caught a piece of that DK like madness game against Dallas is because it was a showdown game, right? Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been fucking playing DK. But like now, you're looking like they got a win, right? I think that, you know, JSN has started to come on the last few weeks. Maybe they're not going to bracket DK as much. The Cardinals secondary is terrible. Okay, so he's a guy that not a lot of people are talking about this week, showing up in the optimals 12% of the time, which is something that like I use as kind of a tiebreaker, where like Chris Olave is showing up in the optimals 11% of the time, but he's twice the ownership. Well, it's just an easy flip to DK for me.
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense. Right there is where, as well, DJ Moore is probably going to be my highest under receiver.
I'll be playing a lot of him too. It's just easy.
And he's
Joe. Who do you like in this like mid range the most, from like 6,000 to like 7,200?
they're in the 6,000 range. I would say Courtland Sutton.
6,000 to 7,200. You like Sutton the best?
I mean, Sutton just stands out to me when he plays. Like, he is the red zone guy for them.
Yeah.
Again, it's like coaches gravitate towards people. It's like when Sean Payton had Marquise Colston. It's the same kind of vibes with Sutton. Is he's not this like crazy good receiver, but he is phenomenal in the end zone. He knows how to get himself open. And I can see Sutton having a touchdown or two in this game, especially if we think Stidham is going to throw for 300 plus. Sutton is just too cheap for the kind of season he's having and the kind of volume that he's getting when he plays.
All right. I'm good buying that. Going down to like the low 6,000s here, Vinny, who are you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of on Hopkins just because I think the Jaguars secondary sucks, and he has some major incentives to reach this week.
I get that, man. I've read about him. Here's my issue: the Titans play these like slow slogging, like ugly fucking just worthless games, and they're it's week 18, okay. I don't know if Vrabel is a guy to just be like, yeah, let's force this guy the ball.
So yeah, I'm with you on, either. I'm with you on that, but like the only receiving option that the Titans have that's any good is DeAndre Hopkins. I'm more in line with what Joey was saying that I think like I do think Vrabel's the kind of coach who's like going to give a Nuke Rodney speech to like beat the shit out of the Jaguars on Sunday and like ruin their season. And you do that through DeAndre Hopkins. So that's why I'm not saying that, like, Vrabel's got it marked down to be like, he needs 7 catches and 100 levels. I think he's going to say, get this guy the ball, and let's go beat these guys.
But you just agreed with Joey that they're going to fucking slam it to
– No, I said they could do that.
Derrick Henry 10,000 times.
No.
Honestly, the way Hopkins gets there, I think, is look, Derrick Henry is the one. If he's grinding and he's getting those yards in the box, Hopkins gets those one-on-ones in the outside. And what I think the stat line you're really looking for here is Hopkins, like 4 catches, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns, right? And just big plays. It's very possible. I just think it's a big play. Going for like 7-8 plus catches from Hopkins in this offense, I just don't think that's ever going to happen. What you're really banking on is those 2 big plays that he's going to get.
And that's fine, too. I'm just saying, like, they're not going to come out and be like, okay, we want to beat the Jags Sunday. Let's target Westbrook, Akina, and, you know, like, some of these other guys where it's like, who are these people? Like, Treylon Burks. That guy is terrible. You know, so, like, all I'm saying is
if you think that guy is really bad.
it's going to be Henry, it's going to be Spears, and it's Hopkins. Like, that's who they focus on. So,
all right.
I'm not going to have like a major piece of him. I like Jaden Reed if he plays way more.
Who's your favorite Packers receiver to play for this upcoming week? Because that's the interesting part. It's Reed.
I'm going to play some Reed, but I'm also going to play some Romeo Doubs because Reed's dealing with this chest injury.
And he's been hurt every week the last 6 weeks.
It's well, he keeps re-aggravating it.
I know, and that's why he
took him out of the game last week.
But like even when he goes down, he's still it's like, oh, he's down at 17 points, like he was nuking. It's like, well, he still had 17, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's legit, man. He's really damn good.
Yeah, he is. So he's my preferred guy.
I got Reed, and then I'm dropping into the fours.
No, I really like Brandon Cooks. If everyone's all over Dax nuts and they're just not going to play this guy again, I'll play Brandon Cooks in a couple of one-off lineups. Like
that's good leverage for sure.
And then I am going to play some Drake London as well. He's a good receiver. We've seen it. It's just, you know, it's at least going to be indoors. They're probably going to have to throw the ball a little bit. You know, the chaos game. This could be the chaos game. This could be like a Derek Carr, Olave, Taysom Hill, and run it back with Bijan and Drake London and just hope.
And Kyle Pitts. And just over game stack this thing.
Not Kyle Pitts. Not Kyle Pitts.
Six-man game stack. Gross. No, that would be...
Yeah, no, play like the Saints, play like the Saints D if you really wanted to do that for a six person game stack.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. I am going to do one game stack of this one because
I am too.
God only knows what's going to happen here.
I just told you how I'm going to play it. Like, I'm actually going to play that.
Can we go down to the bargains areas? Is there anyone that stands out here that might be getting a start this week? That you love,
yeah, dude. Greg Dortch.
I know. Let's get there.
I think Dortch is great. I think DeMarcus Robinson is definitely going to be on the field for the Rams. Yeah. I don't know how much they're going to throw the ball, but like if everyone's going to play Ronnie Rivers, like I'll just play him instead.
Carson Wentz, dude. That is going to be fun to watch.
The revival.
I haven't White seen David. Him. So what is it? I mean, what's he been up to? Like, does he look good? Like, I don't know. I have so
it's
many
crazy because he's been on the roster. He's been on the roster for like 8 weeks, but like no one, they haven't showed him on camera. They haven't shown him practicing. It's like, it's a ghost.
He's going to come out and throw like 5 touchdowns, dude.
He's going to try. Dude, he's White Jameis, dude. He's going to fucking try to throw for 5 touchdowns for sure.
That might actually be a sneaky play this week.
Because like, look, what other opportunity is he going to get? This like
and that guy his... and that guy thinks he is like an absolute year in year out Pro Bowler quarterback, and he doesn't understand why he is in the position he's in. He doesn't get
it. And McVay is way more likely to come in and be like, "I'm going to try to score 40 today," than Shanahan, where he's like, "I don't care. I'm going to run the ball 45 times. Like I don't care at all." Yes.
Like all right, I can care less.
Wandale and Slayton, lock them in, baby.
Yeah, I like Curtis Samuel too on the other side of that Dallas game. He's continuously involved in the game every single week, but they don't move his price at all. So, like, okay.
Now that we're down here, Christian Kirk going to be like 90% owned, or what are people doing there?
I don't see where he's the Stone Men, right?
Stoneman, he's still got the IR tag on, but he's questionable. They have to activate him tomorrow, so we'll know.
I don't think that they'll activate him. The ownership,
it's a must win.
the ownership isn't reflecting that people are going to do that. But again, we'll have to keep checking.
Hey, keep Shahid Khan's name out of your mouth, huh?
Jeez, take it easy, right.
Shahid Khan. Whatever his name.
When did you go defending him?
Fuck. I didn't. I don't know.
You just did.
I don't know what's happening.
We're arguing about Shad Khan. Leave us alone.
Yeah, give me a break, Bill. David Bell is going to be the guy basically for the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if you really want to go there. I like Alex Erickson. He's been involved week after week. With the Chargers offense, he's only 3,700. I mean, like he's like, you know, last week had a decent week against, you know, a few people, him and Easton Stick, have developed a nice little rapport, you know, 8 points, 5 points, and then got in the end zone last week and had 16 against Denver. So, I mean, he's going to keep playing, and, you know, Stick is just going to keep throwing him the ball, and he is going to be, you know, 2% owned like he is. I might have a whole lot of Alex Erickson.
Love it. That's all I got, man. If Christian Kirk is activated, I'm going to play a lot of him because he's a free square at 3K. Even if he gets you like 6 points, he doesn't burn you. If you want to get
what if he's like 98% owned?
I don't think he's going to be, because people are like not going to just jam him like if he's activated. He's still going to have the Q tag up until the afternoon. So you need to have a 3K pivot, but
I will be playing in my one Blaine Gabbert lineup, Justin Watson. He will be on the field for about 90% of the snaps.
Yep.
So Justin Watson I think is a great play, dude. He's their downfield.
I've already got him in a lineup that I built.
Yes.
3,400, he's going to be on the field.
Like every play.
They don't Yeah, they don't care if he gets hurt or not. Like, that's exactly. It's like, fuck, we don't care.
They're going to send him over. There's so many dig routes. It's just going to be insane. And Blaine Gabbert's just going to fucking hang him out to dry. It's going to be great to watch. So, no, I'm all in on Justin Watson. Like, Blaine Gabbert lineup, I might sneak him in when I need the 3K min guy. So, all right.
All right. God. Tight end.
Listen to what we're talking about.
Well, dude, it's week 18, all right?
Tight end, Danny McBride up there at 6K. Amazing play, right?
I was like...
Just wanted to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, I mean, he's 17% projected owned, but he's showing up in the optimal 25% of the time. So you're still getting positive leverage. So I will probably have close to 25 to 30% of McBride. He's just the easy run back and easy pair with Kyler. And he's shown that he's just going to pepper him with targets. So...
Yeah, I think for me, Dallas Goedert's going to be my highest on tight end. Missing Devonta Smith.
Yeah.
How chalky is he going to be?
Goedert, not bad. It's really just – no, I was looking at and I saw Taysom Hill's ownership.
What's he going to be? No, don't say he's chalk.
0.2%.
Okay, I changed my mind. Taysom Hill is going to be my highest on.
Send it.
I kind of have to agree with you. And I mean, if Kamara's out, then it's just like
lock.
I'm going to play a little bit of him. No,
because he's also in a weird price spot. Like he's right in the dead middle. People are going to go up to McBride or Goddard or whatever, or they're going to go way down to save price. So dude, if Taysom nukes and wins me a lot of money, I'm going to have to take back everything I've said over the last decade.
That's okay. That's okay.
Well, it's okay. Right. I mean, you just play him and he wins you the money and then you just move on with your life. It's okay.
Sometimes
you're going to see me. If that happens, I'll go full like social media scrub and just make it like Taysom Hill 364 is my like handle. I'll be like full stalker status over him. What's his name in Blades of Glory? The stalker?
Nick Swardson?
Nick Swardson. Yeah. I love you, Jimmy.
Another tight end to another tight end to look at. I'm not sure for that DVD in tonight. DVD. I definitely have Blades of Glory DVD on DVD, player? Dude. PS4.
Oh, okay. Let me fire up the Blu-ray.
It's not even a Blu-ray, dude. It's an actual DVD. I'm in a different era over here.
Jesus. It's a burn DVD too.
Another tight end to look at this week for 2,900 is Mike Gesicki as the number one tight end for New England as Hunter Henry is out. Gesicki has been getting like 10 points a game, which is 3x plus. So it's an interesting play. I have a lineup right now where I have three guys in a row: Justin Watson, Mike Gesicki, and Taysom Hill, all in a row. Oh
my god!
Wow!
What a week.
Anyways, don't play that lineup. That's not advisable to anyone listening. Davis Allen is 2,500 for the Rams. He is going to take all the snaps because Tyler Higbee's ruled out. If you need a dead man 2,500 tight end, I'll play.
Yeah, I just don't think that I need that this week.
No, I'm just saying that. Yeah, like, I don't think you do, but.
Like, yeah, I just, you know, I'd rather play, like, I think that Johnny Munt is, like, an interesting play. He's the tight end.
For Minnesota.
You know, for $500 more, he's a guy that's actually going to get you some points. I've never even heard of the guy that you just mentioned before. So,
well,
you know, there's that.
Now you know.
You come up with some of the most random tight end guys I've ever seen in my entire life. And then you never play them. You talk them up. No.
What are you talking about? I play guys like Granson. I put my money where my mouth is. I'll play some Davis Allen. Lock him in. Man.
You can't
squeeze him in double tight end with all my taste.
You can't. You ever heard the rule? You can't trust a guy with two first names. You can't trust a guy with two last names.
Oh, those are the people you trust the most. Oh, those are the people you trust. They don't even have a first name.
What are you talking about, Allen? Come on, Ben.
All right. Anyways, defense, I'll make it easy. I'm playing everyone. I don't know what's going to happen this week. I'm going to play like 15. Or no. Yeah, I'll probably have like half the defenses, honestly.
Defense will be the last the last thing that I put into my lineup. I'll tell you the defenses that I will not be playing. I will not be playing the Bengals, and I will not be playing the Chargers. Those are the two chalkiest defenses of the week.
Bengals and the Chargers?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I wanna go like full send on the Bucks. I know they're priced way up. Bryce Young is the worst first overall pick in NFL history.
You know who I might go full send on? The Niners. We just said it earlier.
Carson Wentz.
Playing Carson fucking Wentz.
Who's that's true.
Probably not gonna listen to McVay's half of his play calls. Nope. And just go fucking Johnny Utah out there and try and rip him down the field.
Point Break. Good like, movie.
Wentz is going to have so much Creed playing before a game. Like, he's going to not be able to control his emotions out there.
Dude, that guy is going to – just look at his pupils. That guy might snort more cocaine than fucking Al Pacino and Scarface.
No, he's more religious than Kirk Cousins. He gets off on
like, Carson Wentz is like, God's got my back, and he just closes his eyes and just hucks it.
Yeah, right.
Like, why is there interceptions happening?
He's been living in L.A. He's probably been fucking – cruising Skid Row for smack for handies, dude. He's
made a lot way of money.
He's way off the wagon. You know that guy is doing some hardcore shit before the game.
I don't think so. I think he's more of a cult guy. But that's
true.
Well,
like a he's dabbling in.
Definitely
he's
a more cult guy.
He's more to me like a guy who's like definitely like full on into Scientology now that he's in LA.
Oh, I thought you said pole guy, like pole.
So yeah, no, I heard Colt like Waco. Like I can see him going all Waco for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
I heard pole. So
no, not that guy. All right, cool. We got
bold calls.
So let's see what kind of weird music Jim has loaded in here this week. Okay, let's do it.
This is like when it's like in baseball at the end of the movie, the championship halftime show.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you two. All
right,
I'll give you Alex Erickson goes for 20.
Okay.
Take it easy. Okay. And then I'll go running back. I'll say DeAndre Swift goes for 30.
JoJo?
I'm going to say Jordan Love goes for 32 plus points. And this whole narrative that the Bears are going to go take the Packers out of the playoffs and all that stuff. It's like, we know history. And I think the Packers go out there and get it done this week. And Jordan Love brings them to the playoffs. So 32 plus points, Jordan Love.
Jordan Love. All right, I'm sticking with my boy Ty God, 4 touchdowns. I think the Giants win this game outright.
4 against touchdowns.
I think the Giants beat Philadelphia on Sunday.
Do they just and then Philadelphia just loses round one and then they're just out?
No, how cool would it be if they fired Nick Sirianni before the playoffs even started?
would not shock. Matt Patricia leads them on a Super Bowl run.
Pencil dick.
And then I'm going to go with my guy. I think DJ Moore catches 3 touchdowns on Sunday. I think Justin Fields just feeds him all game. So
that's not outrageous.
All right, so we have Ty God, DJ Moore. We have too many quarterbacks to build one lineup, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
I got the Jordan Love play on the other side.
All right,
hey,
boys.
Jordan Love won me a fantasy championship last week going for 33. So
he's definitely rebounded better than I thought he was to start out the year.
He's got a really just young offense. The fact they're doing what they're doing is just impressive. All receivers are young. He's young. I mean, it's just that they're kind of like in this rebuilding mode and they're knocking on the door for the playoffs. Like, it's impressive.
They were just so conservative with him early on. Like, they're letting him go. He's got like a good arm, and he's like better than I thought watching him, you know?
That's what I thought, Vinny. I think LaFleur has finally just said, like, somebody might have told him, like, hey man, like, at some point you just got to let this guy play.
Yeah.
And you got to call your normal offense, and we got to see if this guy is the guy. And if he's not, then, like, okay, well,
he was missing like 6-yard passes. And then you look back and it's like, he was only throwing 6-yard passes. Like, the offense was terrible.
And yeah, but again, like, you got to see, like, their top receiver, Christian Watson's always hurt. And then the most experienced receiver on the team is Romeo Doubs in year two. Like, that's the most experienced receiver he has. Like, that's pretty wild that they're doing what they're doing right now.
Aaron Jones has hurt all year, and I think they had to, like, cut it loose. And
Dylan sucks.
Wait, yeah, they've – oh, my God. Don't
Their best offensive lineman, Bakhtiari, has been out the entire season, right? Everything Jordan Love's doing is just – honestly, it's really impressive. Like, again, the Packers, I think, have a really bright future.
They should move A.J. Dillon to offensive line. Like, they should play him in the center.
You can't pull fast enough, dude.
No, just play him at center. Just play him at center. Dude, that guy's quads are like a fucking steel I-beam that Sears Tower was built out of. Like, tell me you can't move that guy?
The other thing that bugs me too is what's going to happen. They're going to move off of him. But that guy sucks, clearly. And he's going to be in the NFL for like 12 years. Everyone's just going to keep taking shots on him and signing him.
He reminds me of Brandon Jacobs from the Giants.
Brandon Jacobs is way better, Joe.
No, I agree. But he reminds me of him. Like, they're just big guys. And just everyone's going to keep giving him a shot.
He's more like a Jerome Bennis with slow feet.
Hey, Jerome Bennis was a god, all right?
I know, but the whole point of the slow feet, like, can't get through the hole. It's just a huge
one. Yeah, you can't do anything. Yeah, can't do anything.
All right, boys. Good luck on the final main slate. Jim, you've got showdown shows out there.
Yeah.
Circulating. Yeah, sure.
See you in Tahoe on Sunday?
Maybe. We'll see.
All right.
See, we're working on potty training in the house. I don't think I'll make it.
Oh yeah, that's a not being able to leave the house activity right there, my friend.
A lot of sports ahead. All right, y'all. Yep.